This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
We sometimes ask musicians about the instruments they choose, but what about everyone else? As part of our series called Pro Tool, we're featuring people with strong opinions about the tools they use in their work. We've heard about one stylist's opinion about the best scissors to cut one's hair, a writer's view on the best notebook for drafting novels. This morning, Boston Ballet dancer Sarah Roth on her ballet shoes, her point shoes.
At Boston Ballet, a lot of dancers use the Freed of London brand, but within that brand, there are tons of makers, and these are individuals who hand sew. They know how long you want the length of your toes, how hard you want the sole of your shoe. Actually, the evolution of a dancer's career is this process of trying to find the exact maker of point shoe. So I have a maker and brand that I'm using right now. But it's like you're in a temporary relationship waiting for just the right person.
For Mr. Right to come by,
yeah,
to slip
exactly.
The shoe on that will help prompt the magic. So you've been doing this for a while, right?
Yes.
Professionally?
Yes.
And the brand that you use now, has that always been the one?
No. Actually, I had a pair of shoes, this one brand that I really, really loved. But because it's an individual, he retired. You all of a sudden find yourself without options or with too many options that you don't even know where to go.
So you find out that the person that's been making your shoes for quite some time has retired, and you start trying new ones out, I assume.
You have to order stock shoe, and stock shoe is what, you know, like an individual maker will make as just the standard point shoe without any specifications. And that's where you start playing with how you break the shoe in. You cut half the shank out, you tear some of the satin off. By the time you're done with this pristine new pair of shoes, they look absolutely mangled before they go on your mangled foot.
All right, what about a magic pair of shoes? You ever get the shoes that were just perfect?
I did, actually. There was one beautiful, magical summer of my life, and I had this one amazing pair of shoes. I would go up for a pirouette, and I would go around 5 or 6 revolutions, where I would normally do 2 or 3. You're working with an instrument that's very unpredictable, the human body. And then on top of that, you're adding another element, the shoe. And then on top of that, you're adding this, like, psyche, mental state of yourself. I'm thinking that summer it was the pair of shoes.
Sarah Roth with the Boston Ballet. Ms. Roth, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Our series is called Pro Tool. You can check out other pros and their must-have tools at marketplace.org. If you have one in your line of work and you hold it dear, let us know for future stories. Our producers are Justin Ho, Katie Long, and Meg Kramer. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report.